Shannon Brunick, the head of school at Black River Public School. Another fresh leaf on the laurels. U.S. World News Report saying that Black River is the top school in the Lakeshore and the seventh in the state in terms of its annual survey of high schools, even though it's not a case where you're competing against other high schools or other schools in the area. Something like this has to be something that'd be pointed with pride.
It certainly is. It's a lot of fun for us to get accolades like this by doing school the way we think school should be done. We have a philosophy of small class sizes and challenging kids and offering our advanced placement program to our students when they're ready and when they want to do that. And our kids really have risen to that expectation, and the staff really supports it. And it's neat to get recognized for something we really believe in. We don't really strive to be high on these rankings, but that comes out of what we do. So it's very satisfying.
How tough is it to try to have the kids reach up instead of lower the standards down for the kids to be able to get them without much effort?
You know, the kids, in a lot of ways, I think the students have created a culture where we have our freshmen and sophomores, especially in high school, looking up and seeing these juniors and seniors, but also sophomores. I think we had 27% of our sophomore class last year participate in advanced placement classes already. But the kids see what these other students are doing, and also they see and hear at Honors Night the scholarship money that these kids are bringing in because they're doing more. And they actually pursue, in some cases, advanced placement opportunities that are a little bit more than we recommend. We actually talk some of the kids out of doing too much. We, you know, tell them, you know, you're in high school, enjoy high school. The purpose of high school isn't to complete college while you're in high school. Let's take it easy, make sure you're doing something that is beneficial for your academics, but also beneficial for you, and don't push yourself so hard that you're completely stressed out about the thing. But the kids themselves really push for it, and they fill out their schedules, and we guide them. They have a college advisory period every day that's sort of like a homeroom, and those CAP teachers counsel them through what they think they could handle, and they get their current teachers to sign off on next year's classes. Are you ready for an advanced placement class? And these kids seek out their teachers and say, I want to take this advanced placement class. Would you endorse this? And it's been a really neat thing to watch grow over the years.
Shannon, with the understanding that you can only, and I'm speaking about you as Black River Public Schools,
mm-hmm.
you can only control what Black River does.
Yes.
Yet, what Black River has done during the relatively short time it has been in the Holland community, in the Lakeshore community, do you get a sense that what you have done, the accomplishments that your students have made, the standards that have been set, have sort of raised the bar at other schools as well? Because we see with these rankings, Holland did a nice job, West Ottawa is up there, Saugatuck is up there as well. It's almost as if the levels you're raising is lifting all boats in the water, not just over at Black River.
Well, I'm certainly not going to take credit for those other schools doing great jobs, too. But I think in this whole area, we've got a lot of great educational leaders talking to each other and discovering how to do things the best way that we can. And we even tour each other's schools and do instructional rounds with each other to see what each other are doing. So we're not keeping any secrets from each other, and we're really trying to lift up all the kids in the area. I know in a recent meeting that I had with the Superintendents Association in Ottawa County, Brian Davis mentioned, you know, as he was speaking to the group, that on some days Black River or Shannon, he said, makes me better at Holland, and on some days Holland and Brian makes Shannon and Black River better. And I think that's very true. We've been very open with all of the districts around here about, and that includes even Coopersville and all the way up north there, down to Saugatuck and out to Hamilton, and really trying to share what are our best practices and what does each school value. And, you know, like any good teacher, I think we sometimes look at what each other are doing and say, you know what, we could do that at our school too. And hopefully some of the good that we do at Black River helps other schools too, but I know that what they're doing in other schools helps us here at Black River at times too.
The reason why I mention that and I bring it up, not because it's competitiveness for this survey, But because in the schools of choice atmosphere in Michigan, where students bring X amount of dollars from Lansing with them wherever school they go to, sometimes it can foster a competitive spirit between districts that want to be able to offer more to get more kids involved. And sometimes this cooperation goes by the wayside when we're talking about school aid dollars following each student around.
You're right. You're absolutely right. The fact is, Michigan's lost a lot of students over the last few years, and more schools have opened up during those years. So there's even less students to really go around and to, you know, to finance how we want to do school and keep our doors open. We're really fortunate. We have kids that want to be here. We actually wish we had more space for more students because we have wait lists. But I think in our area here, we have something that's pretty unique with all of us realizing that there is competition for students, but I think we look at it in a pretty healthy way and saying we all have different communities or different niches, and there is competition for those students, but we're all going to do the best with the kids that walk through our doors, and that's really what we have control over. Just like you mentioned earlier, you know, we can control what Black River does. When that kid enters our door, that's we owe that kid the best education that he or she can get. And that competition is there, but we all do our best, and I think we all have pretty successful students.